Welcome out to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Evan Farbach and Bartlesville head football coach John McKee wishing you a very pleasant Wednesday evening. I think it's 1-0 Cubs in the World Series game, which is just now in the bottom of the first inning. Nobody on base and two outs for the Tribe, who rolled last night over the Indians 6-0. And it sounded like Coach McKee, despite the fact that you ended the program with Go Cardinals, you're cheering for their rival Chicago Cubs tonight.
That's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
But yeah, boy, I'm not cheering for the Sooners on Saturday. I can guarantee you that.
Hey, but I am a baseball fan.
Did you play any baseball growing up?
Man, I did not. My high school did not. I was so small, we didn't have baseball.
Oh, wow.
We had football and basketball, and I ran track. But
well, you'd think that baseball would be easier than football.
It would, but, just one of those things where it didn't work out. But I'm pulling for the Cubs, even though I'm a huge Cardinals fan. I don't like the Indians. Come on.
Hey, they're in the AL Central, and I'm a Royals guy, and I don't particularly dislike the Indians that much. I also think that there would be some humor to having the Cubs get there for the first time in however many years and then still not win.
That's just cruelty.
I don't know why. There's a part of me that thinks that would be kind of funny. I don't know.
My goodness.
I don't know why. I just think that part of that, I just think that, I don't know.
Wow.
I cheer for a bunch of tortured fan bases, even though Oklahoma State did win the 1945 national championship now.
Hey, that's right, yeah.
Anyway, we're with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee at Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall, as we are every Wednesday evening. Bartlesville coming off a loss to Bixby this past Friday, 63-14, and coach, unfortunately, that one went down a little bit like Muskogee, where if you had watched the first 22 of the 24 minutes of gameplay in the first half, I think it could have been argued, even though the scoreboard said you would have been behind by, I think, 14 at the time, you had outgained Bixby. Bixby was really unable to move the football aside from a few big plays and a big kickoff return. And the Bruins were really moving the ball at will, just had some drives kind of stall out. Really felt like you had a little bit of momentum, even though you were down by 14 points at that time. Had the ball back and had a trick play that didn't work out, ended up as a turnover, and then really just the ball started rolling from there. And like I said, it kind of turned into Muskogee a bit. Second half, turned the ball over a few more times, and before you know it, it looks like a laugher, when in reality, for almost half the game, it was about as close as it could be.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of turned into our season, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, we start the game off, and we feel like we get the ball first, and we move down the field. We get inside the 30, kind of stalls out, as you mentioned, get a penalty and a couple of bad plays on our part, if you want to call it that. But a drive stalls out. We turn the ball over to them, and then they go one play and score from 80 yards.
Yeah.
You know, Easton is right there on the receiver. They throw a fade route, and he's right there. Kid makes him a great catch. I mean, the Swanson kid down the sideline kind of holds Easton off with one hand and catches it with the other hand, and goes 80 yards and scores. I mean, that happens sometimes. We still feel like we did a lot of good things in that first half. I mean, we take that second possession and drive it down the field again. Don't come up with any points. They score again, but we come back and answer. So it's a 14-7 game. We hold them on the next possession, and again, we're driving again offensively with a chance to put points on the board and tie the game up. Throw a fade route into the end zone to Archambault. It gets picked off. Again, great play on their part. But from that point on, I think it kind of, unfortunately, it snowballed on us, because they go down and score. It's 21-7. And then from that point, once we get the ball back, we thought we had a good matchup. We had a gimmick play that we tried to run, but again, turn the ball over. They go score. The ensuing kickoff, we fumble, they get it, go score. And those two possessions right there kind of put us behind the eight ball. What turned into a 21-7 game is now, 35-7. And then they get the ball to begin the second half. And, they go down and score. So it's 41-7 before our offense can get the ball back. And we just can't have those things happen. And you know, we come in at halftime and do an onside kick try and flip the script and try to create something. Great onside kick by Garrett Meidel. Great recovery on our part. We get it, and then the very next play we fumble it right back to him. So that was, you know, kind of the story of our night. We just could not buy a break, especially the later part in the second quarter and the early part of the third quarter. Things just didn't go our way, and it kind of got out of control from that point. But my goodness, we did a lot of good things in that ball game. I mean, you know, I thought Garrett played really, really, really well. Got a lot of pressure in his face at times, and was still stood in the pocket, moved up in the pocket a couple of times, and delivered the ball where he needed to deliver it. You know, the guy sitting to my left had a huge game offensively for us. Braden Mayhew made some big catches for us over the middle. So he asserted himself as that second receiver, which we needed to have. A guy like John Cone. He had a great game, making some tough catches and making himself as another threat in the receiving core for us. So we did a lot of good things. Joe Fodor played exceptionally well. I got to give a shout out to Joe Fodor because, you know, last year when we played Bixby, especially in that semifinal game, Evers, the OSU commit, really had his way with Joe Fodor.
Nose guard, yeah.
My goodness, but I'm telling you, Joe fought his butt off the other night and really held his own against a really exceptional defensive lineman in the Evers kid that's going to OSU. So Joe had an exceptional game. Joe Lard ran the ball well. We didn't have DeAndre, didn't have that 1-2 punch that we normally have offensively, but Joe Lard stepped in there and made some tough runs. We had positive yardage on first down majority of the night, especially the first and second quarter. So was really pleased with that. It set up our passing game. So if we can do the good things that we did the other night, this coming Friday, and just eliminate the turnovers, I think we had 4 or 5 turnovers. But that just kills you, man. Just absolutely. I think we had 2 interceptions and 3 fumbles. But if we can eliminate the turnovers, and do the things that we're capable of doing, which we showed against a very, very good football team in Bixby. In my opinion, Bixby is they're one of the top 3 teams in the state of Oklahoma, any class. They lost to 4 points to Jinx, lost to 2 points to Muskogee. But this is a very, very good football team, and we moved the ball on them and played very well defensively at times against them. So if we can continue to do those things, we'll give ourselves a chance these last 2 weeks to win a game and get in the playoffs.
You know, you touched on a few of the things I wanted to talk about there, but when you look at a score – I think it was 66-6 against Muskogee. I don't have it written down. Then 63-14 against Bixby. And you look at that, especially from the outside looking in, and you see that Bartlesville beat Sepulpa and Ponca City, but lost those 2 games by that margin. And you kind of think, you know, poo-poo, you know, they're probably the fifth team in the district. You know, that's probably what you'd look at and say. But does it make it a little more frustrating to know that you've been right there, that it hasn't – it's not like you've lined up and gotten marched down the field on. Bixby didn't score 63 points by just cramming it down your throat, running the football 7 yards, 8 yards, then a 20-yard pass play. It was all just big chunks, and it's not like you guys were going 3 and out. You were getting 2, 3, 4 first downs per drive and not being able to just finish it. And I know that that's probably encouraging and at the same time frustrating because you're right there, but you just haven't been able to get – close on the scoreboard wise against 2 really good football teams.
Absolutely, and you could count 3 football teams in Owosso. You look at those 3 games. I mean, I know we've given up 60 plus points in 3 ball games this year, but that's overinflated in my opinion. People on the outside look at that, and Bartlesville's not very good. They're defensively, they're not very good, but that's unfair because of the turnovers offensively that we've had. at the most inopportune time. You know, we give those guys a short field. We continue to put our defense in bad situations. So it's kind of like Peyton Grace with his tablecloth. But we have to find, we have got to eliminate that. But that being said, you know, I think the good things that we did, especially the other night, far outweighs the negative, especially going forward. Again, Bixby's a very, very talented, very good football team. But, you know, if we still give ourselves a chance. If we win one of these last two games, yeah, we are in the playoffs, and we give ourselves a chance. That's all we can ask for. That's all we want. And if we win both of them, we have a chance to finish third. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and then we can go over some playoff specifics a little bit later on in the program. I did want to touch briefly on Garrett Meidel, who you already talked about. Garrett in the ballgame, 17 of 32, 327 yards, one touchdown, and also an interception. That one interception he threw was on like a third and 15 on that fade route in the end zone. Yep. It ended up being better than what a punt would have been. So it goes down as a pick, but it was what it was. I thought definitely, without a doubt, Garrett's best game of his career as a starting quarterback thus far. And that first half, especially when it was really a ball game, he was very locked in. And I know you touched on that earlier, but he was very impressive. And I thought was tit for tat with Tanner Griffin in that first half when that game was close.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, Tanner winds up with, you know, I think just over 200 yards or right at 200 yards passing. Garrett had, you know, right at 300. And most of that, you know, all that comes in the first three quarters of play because, you know, the fourth quarter is kind of a wash and we're playing our twos. And But I thought Garrett did some really, really good things, especially, like I mentioned, you know, I touched on this earlier, but there were several times where he's stepping up in the pocket and not trying to run around pressure. And, you know, we ran a couple of comebacks that he stood up in the pocket, moved up in the pocket, delivered a ball, and got hit right square in the mouth and, you know, was still able to deliver the football. So that's impressive. Those things are things that shows his maturity, his progression, and just being more comfortable with what we're doing.
A.J. Archambault, he was had nine receptions, 149 yards and a touchdown. Braden Mayhew, who we'll talk to here in just a second, he had eight catches, 107 yards. And John Cone, nine catches for 56 yards. Garrett did a good job checking down to John Cone,
yes,
especially he was a check down guy that really helped you guys relieve some pressure on Friday. And we can talk more about A.J. and Mr. Mayhew here in just a moment. But great numbers offensively for you guys. And none of those turnovers we talked about were on Garrett Meidel. I mentioned the pick.
Sure.
All the other ones were fumbles. And then you look at the 35 points Bixby scored in the first half, and we'll take a break after this. But the Spartans had a long kickoff return, gave him the ball near the Bartlesville 40, had the interception from A.J. Archambault that ended up giving them the ball near the 30. And then had a fumble, which was recovered inside the 5. So 21 of those 35 points that Bixby scored were directly off turnovers or a special teams error that gave them the ball with really short field. And then the other two were an 80-yard touchdown pass, which we touched on earlier. Now, I can't remember what the other one was, but it was also a long play, if I recall correctly.
So, it was off a screen play.
And none of it was on a sustained drive against the defense. And, and like we said, those are some positives that you can look at going forward against a Sand Springs and Booker T club that – perhaps a bit more beatable than Bixby or Muskogee.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, you can say this, that, and the other, but bottom line is we against a very good football team, we were able to move the ball offensively with ease at times. So I was impressed with that. And defensively, you know, you look at our defense, I think we made them punt six times.
Yeah.
When's the last team that made Bixby punt six times in a game? So if we can just continue to do those things, then we'll be fine. You know, we hopefully get a Braden Wano back, which we missed dearly. You know, last Friday at our defensive end spot, you know, we didn't have an Ethan Harris. We didn't have a DeAndre Young. So you get all those kids back in the mix for this week, and that's kind of been the MO for us kind of this season, where you know, injuries have just plagued us so much where, you know, this guy's out and we got this one out and this one out. And so you have to fill this spot. But that, I mean, that's part of the game. But when we're at full strength, we're pretty good.
Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. Bruins going to take on Sand Springs Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff. It is senior night at Custer Stadium, and we'll talk with one of those seniors. Bartlesville senior wide receiver Braden Mayhew is with us this evening, our player profile. When we return, you're listening to the John McKee Show on K1.
For a great lunch or dinner, check out Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall. From burgers to steaks or seafood, Garfield's has something for the entire family. Garfield's is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Whether you're entertaining a client, taking a break from shopping, or wanting something different and great, go to Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Welcome back to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, and also now Bartlesville senior wide receiver Braden Mayhew with us. Bruins coming off a district loss to Bixby. They will be at home for their final home game of the 2016 season on Friday night as Sand Springs comes to Custer Stadium. Braden, welcome into the program. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us how long you've been playing football, your number, your position, your name, all that good stuff. Parents, other people you want to say hello to, go ahead. You've got the mic.
I'm Braden Mayhew, number 3 receiver for the Bartlesville Bruins. I've been playing football for about 10 years now. And, yep, that's kind of how it
Parents,
is.
Parents, anybody want to say hello to? Other family?
My mom, Kimmy, and my dad, Marquise Mayhew.
Okay. Now, Braden, you've kind of emerged here the last few weeks since you've been playing really consistently as a number 2 wide receiver. To Mr. Archambault, yeah. And did a great job. I mentioned 8 receptions, 107 yards this past week against Bixby. If you could kind of describe your role and what you feel like it is when you are playing opposite someone with the talent and size and physicality of A.J. Archambault.
Well, you know, A.J. is probably one of our biggest targets on offense, so they tend to double coverage him, so it kind of leaves me just one-on-one with somebody.
Now, Coach McKee talks a lot about your size. Yep. How big are you, height and weight?
I'm not very tall or heavy, so.
Specifics here, what are we talking?
5'7", 160.
5'7"? I've got you at 5'6", I think, on one of my things.
Okay, so, I try to boost myself up. So.
Okay. No, go ahead. Hey, if you're 5'6", I'll take it. 5'6", we'll say 5'7", with some cleats on, maybe?
With some cleats, yeah.
Okay. And it seems like sometimes that works to your advantage a little bit, especially over the center part of the field.
Yeah.
You don't stand out a whole lot. You can kind of be stealthy in there.
Yeah, Garrett has a hard time seeing me too sometimes, but we get it done.
You absolutely do. What has been different the last 2 or 3 ball games versus the first few? Because the first few, you were getting in there, but you were the main wide receiver back aside from Mr. Archambault. But the last 2 or 3, once Garrett's been playing a little bit more consistently and you as well, you've really kind of found a rhythm a little bit more. What's been different?
I think it's just we've been studying film, and like Coach Rice says, they'll mostly cover AJ because he's a big target. So that just kind of me and Garrett kind of have a little connection going right now.
I see you're looking at the TV here. Do you a baseball guy at all?
AJ Archambault turned me on to some baseball.
So you like a little baseball. Who are you pulling for here between the Cubs and the Indians?
Probably the Cubs.
Any reason?
Okay. Just because AJ.
Just because he said so?
Yeah.
That's a fine reason. You got a buddy that's a fan. That's all right. Let's talk about some off-the-field stuff, Braden. Favorite activity off the field? What are you doing when you wind down at home?
I like to chill with family, and me and AJ do a lot of friend stuff.
What do you guys do? What are some activities?
We go go to the football field, run some routes, go fishing.
I'm talking about some outside the foot. if all you're doing is running routes, man, I give it to you. That's pretty good. Coach McKee, you have a question for Mr. Mayhew?
Absolutely. What's your favorite route?
Cop.
That's what I thought.
Cop, now, what's that?
It's never a corner mind. Post.
Corner post.
Yeah.
So is there a reason?
They can't cover me regardless.
And that's something that's kind of over the center of the field, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very cool. Talking with Braden Mayhew here, senior wide receiver for the Bartlesville football team here on the John McKee Show, live from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Braden, favorite movie?
Django.
Say that again?
Django.
Django.
Uh-huh.
Favorite TV show?
Probably Swamp People.
Swamp People?
Yeah.
It's a reality show, right? Uh-huh. Is that Discovery Channel, something like that?
History Channel.
Uh-huh. Why do you like the Swamp People?
I don't know. It's just a lot of action.
Okay.
And I like fishing, so.
All right. Favorite college team? Who you're cheering for in college?
OU.
Okay. Well, you have any plans for after school? You know what you want to do yet?
Not yet.
Like to play football if you get a chance?
Yeah, if I get a chance to.
Otherwise, you want to go to school?
Mm-hmm.
Any idea where?
Nope.
Any idea what you want to study?
Just playing it by ear, I guess.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Football.
That's not a subject.
aside from the seventh hour football.
Probably science.
Science?
Mm-hmm.
What science class are you in this year?
Environmental.
Who's the funniest guy on the football team? You know, a lot of people answer you, I think. I've heard you as an answer for that question before. Who do you think is the funniest guy on the team, aside from yourself?
I'll say Sam Martin.
Sam Martin?
Yeah.
Who could you take in a fight?
AJ.
Okay, Archambault?
Yeah.
The size would tend to lead me to believe different things, but I believe it.
Yeah.
You're a scrapper, right?
Uh-huh.
Braden, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Best of luck on Friday.
Right,
and
thank
we appreciate you joining us. This evening. Braden Mayhew, Bartlesville senior wide receiver, and once again had 8 receptions for 107 yards this past week against Bixby, doing a great job as kind of a secondary threat to A.J. Archambault. We'll take our final break of the program, excuse me. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about the Sand Springs Sandites as they come to Custer Stadium tomorrow or Friday evening, whenever that is, for Bartlesville senior night, and we'll preview the Bruins and the Sandites coming up on K1. You're listening to the John McKee Show.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Making good food choices on the go used to mean a veggie sub with no mayonnaise, or removing the meat from a burger and eating the bun and the lettuce. My, how things have changed, thanks to Taco Mayo. Taco Mayo's little big bowls make good choices easy with a list of fresh ingredients as long as your well-toned arm. Fresh tomatoes, fresh onions, fresh lettuce, fresh seasoned chicken, fresh rice, fresh made pico de gallo, fresh salsa, fresh made guacamole from hand-sliced avocados, fresh cilantro. That's why we call it Fresh Mex. Try the Mexicali Little Big Bowl combo with a Diet Coke for just 447 calories. Or the Cilantro Lime Little Big Bowl combo at our Fresh Mex locations. Just 335 calories with any diet beverage or fresh fruit iced tea. Or maybe the Insalata Little Big Bowl combo with hand-sliced romaine lettuce. Just 271 calories with a diet drink. And all three Little Big Bowl combos are about $6 each. Great food choices on the go made easy. That's the Little Big Bowl combos at Taco Mayo. Little on calories, big on satisfaction.
Visit Taco Mayo in Bartlesville on Frank Phillips Boulevard, across from the hospital.
Welcome back to Garfield in the Washington Park Mall. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, ahead of the Bruins and the Sandites. Bartlesville and Sand Springs coming up on Friday night right here on K1. 7 o'clock kickoff. It is senior night for the Bruins. And Coach McKee, before we talk specifically about Sand Springs, senior night, always a special night for any high school football team. But you guys especially, as always, have a nice crop of seniors, Braden being one of them, and all the other ones we've talked to, and many more on this team that are a big part of the success you guys have had this year and this past season. So I'm sure you'd like it if some people in the community had a free evening on Friday night. Once the sun goes down, I guarantee it'll be a really nice night at Custer to come out and see some Bruin football, and I think it'll be a good one against the Sandites.
No doubt. I mean, we always want to, you know, it's always a pleasure to acknowledge and recognize our seniors on senior night because, you know, again, every year it's you have a new group and they're all different and they're all special. You know, this group has put in a tremendous amount of time and effort in the weight room, you know, in the off season and doing the things that needs to be done to have a successful program. I know that, you know, there was a lot of pressure on this group this year to, you know, repeat kind of to this point. You know, kind of like they did last year. They, you know, they struggled through some things and injuries and battled this, that, and the other. So I just hope that this group of seniors, that we can go out this Friday and play like we're capable of playing for a whole game and get a victory and secure a playoff spot for these guys.
Sandites are 5-3, 3-1 in district play, coming off its first loss of district play. Fell to Booker T. Washington last week in kind of a low-scoring one, 17-12. Other two losses for Sand Springs are to Choctaw and a team from Arkansas out of Little Rock. Also beat Putnam City West and UConn, averaging 31.25 points per game. They're coached by Dustin Kennard. He's in his ninth season with the Sandites. They went 7-5 last year en route to the 6A2 state title game. Ended up knocking out Booker T. Washington on the other side of the bracket that Bartlesville was on. You guys did beat them 24-7 last year, and they have a lot of the guys offensively back from that team this past season, specifically Hunter Greathouse, 6'3", 180 senior quarterback, started last year for them, and having a good year passing, 104 for 192, 1,500 yards, 13 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Sand Springs not going to blow you away with the offensive numbers like Bixby did last week, but play a little bit more staunch defense and certainly very capable of putting up some points as well. They've hung, I think, 56 on Ponca City and 50-some on Sepulpa and stuff like that, so they can move it on you, and certainly they do a good job on defense as well. Did lose to Booker T, but only allowed 17 points in the process last week.
Well, yeah, you look at that game last week. I know they lost 17-12, but they limited Booker T to 100 yards of offense.
Yeah.
So defensively is kind of their MO. I mean, that's what they're going to hang their hat on. They're going to play aggressive, tough defense and make you, you know, be disciplined offensively, move the ball, and they don't give up a lot of big plays. You know, they kind of, you know, Dustin Kennard, as you mentioned, their head coach, his teams kind of, you know, mimic his personality, very, very hard-nosed, very tough, very physical football team. And that's what you're going to get when you play a Sand Springs team. I mean, we've had some great battles with those guys over the years. You know, you go back to, you know, 2012, I think it was a 1 or 2 point ball game that we lost, and then, you know, we come back, we beat them the next year, and you know, last year, of course, was a little bit different. I mean, we won 24-7, and felt like, you know, we left some points still out there, but I mean, they're scrappy, they don't give up, they don't quit, and they managed to climb and scratch and claw their way into the state championship game. And I'm sure that they feel like they're right on track to do the same this year. But that being said, I think it's a game that we can go in, a team that we match up well with offensively and defensively. So hopefully we can just go execute and be us and do what we do and not turn the ball over. That's been our nemesis all year. If we can eliminate the turnovers and the untimely penalties, then we'll be just fine.
Let's talk a bit about the playoff picture. Bartlesville 2-2, and then there's a four-way tie atop the Eastside 6A2 district standings between Bixby, Sand Springs, Muskogee, and Bixby, Sand Springs, Muskogee,
Booker T.
And Booker T. Yeah, Booker T. slipped my mind for some reason. Those four teams are 3-1. You guys are 2-2. Don't necessarily have to win the last two to get in. You just have to win one and hope that the team that the Bruins beat, whether it's Sand Springs on Friday or Booker T. the following Thursday, also loses its opposite game. And the good news for the Bruins is both Sand Springs and Booker T. have games remaining against Bixby, probably one of the best teams in the state. So feel okay if you can win one of the next two. You give yourselves a very good chance, even though it isn't necessarily in your own control, to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the way that's going to shake out is plain and simple like this. I mean, we lose both games, we're out, obviously. Yeah. We win one of the two, then we are in, because that would mean that we would tie win-loss record with the team that we beat, and we would get the head-to-head, and we're in. If we win both of those games, then we have a chance to finish third. There's an outside chance that we could finish second. I don't see it happening, but if we beat a Sand Springs this Friday, and then Sand Springs goes and upsets a Bixby the following week, then there's a chance we could finish second. But that's going to be tough. It's not outside of the realm of possibilities, but that's a tough scenario. But more likely scenario for us, we just need to go win one or two of these games and secure a playoff spot.
Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. Once again, we're at Garfield's every Wednesday evening, 6:30 until 7 o'clock, talking Bruin football. Hopefully next week won't be our last one. Bartlesville, don't forget, we'll play any Thursday next week. Booker T. Shares that stadium just to the north of Tulsa. So we will play that game on a Thursday next week. Bartlesville will host Sand Springs this Friday, 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll have the K1 tailgate prior to the game starting. Should be a beautiful evening for football. A little bit warmer during the day, but it'll cool off for sure once the sun goes down, and we can honor some Bruin seniors and hopefully pick up district win number 3. Coach McKee, appreciate the time, and best of luck to you on Friday.
Thank you. And real quick, I'll give a shout out to Peyton Grace. Peyton's
yes.
going to be in Peter Pan this coming Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peyton Grace is John McKee's daughter here, and she's been sitting mostly very quiet and doing a very good job.
Mostly.
Better than what I would be doing if, as an adult, if I were sitting here with nothing to do for 30 minutes. So, Coach McKee, once again, appreciate it. For Braden Mayhew and John McKee, Peyton Grace as well, I'm Evan Farbach, wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. We'll get you back to regularly scheduled program once again. Bartlesville hosting the Sandite, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff right here on K1.